Now we're going to bring Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to start at the bottom of the page. Ayin Beis on Beis and Mishnah. Mishnah Yeshlocha Mishnah Zuz. We just said that if you had 200 Zuz, you're not eligible to take tzedakah. But if you have 50 Zuz and it's what we call working capital, that you're actually making business with this. So then, also he should not take any like a shekel pay or miser ani, right? Apparently, he is making money with it. He's actually pulling in profit. It's 50 zuz that he's working with to do business, and he's from that. He obviously has something to eat. Okay. Yeah, if he doesn't have what to eat, he can take it. Yeah. If you don't have to take it, you do take it. He doesn't die of old age. He's going to need to become dependent on people. If a person who needs to take, but he does not take, which means not that he doesn't take and he's masakin himself, it means he doesn't take by working very, very hard to earn whatever he can and get by with whatever money he makes. If he goes to that extreme, then again, he'll eventually be punished other people. Blessed is the person that has bitachon in Hashem, and Hashem is mivtacho, his security. I told you this many times, I'll say it again. The Chavos Halvavos in Shaar HaBitachon quotes this pasuk and explains this pasuk in the following way. Again, there's a repetition in the pasuk, right? Baruch HaGevar Hashem Yiftach Hashem, Faya Hashem Yiftacho. What's going on in this pasuk? This is the same thing. The beginning and end of the pasuk. What's it mean? So he says like this. There's two levels of bitachon, right? A person can have retirement plans. So you've got your 401k, you've got your pension, and you've got your investments. You've got your house, you've got real estate, you've got various vehicles which are all part of your retirement plan. And you have the Rabbanu Shalom also. Rabbanu Shalom is also part of my retirement plan. That's the first part of the pasuk. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. As long as he's part of your plan, that's also a madrega. But the hex the madrega is, what's the highest madrega? V'haya Hashem Mivtacho. There is nothing else I'm Samech on except Rabbanu Shalom. If he's the only thing that I'm Samech on, that's the ultimate bitachon. Okay, that's a Chavos Halvavos pshat. I think it's Kedai. It's a pasuk you say every day. You should know what you're saying. Okay. V'chein dayan shadon din emas lamito. The same thing is true about a judge. That is to say, what does it mean? Why is this? What's this v'chein? What's the v'chein over here?
It's the same pasuk. Baruch Gev Shivtach Hashem Hashem Miftach.
What's this got to do with that pasuk?
Oh.
Six. The judge places his trust in God,
mm-hmm,
and not in litigants who bribe him.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a hard v'chein, right? You know, it's not clear. So v'chein, he doesn't take bribes, meaning he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the meager wages that he gets as a judge is adequate enough for him, and he's not interested in pursuing money under the table. That's the pshat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're not lame, blind, or crippled, but you act like you are, you end up being like that. So that's going to happen. If he takes the bribes and he perverts the judgment, he ends up having bad eyesight. And so the Mishnah is literally translating it. Ya'aver, it's literally going to cause you to have blindness. Okay. Zokta Gemara, Hado Omra. What does this Mishnah say by saying that if you have 50 zuz, that you can't take the tzedakah? Chamshin Avdin. 50 zuz that are generating income. Tovin min masayim de lo avdin. It's better than 200 that are not generating income. Now, in 12, just want to bring down a couple of things here. Now, footnote 12, it says, both one who has 200 zuz of uninvested capital and one who has 50 zuz of invested capital are considered above the property line. The former person is only temporarily above the property line because as soon as he spends the first zuz, he'll be poor. The latter person will be kept afloat indefinitely because he's got the 50 zuz. The 50 zuz principle is not going down, right? So that's important. If you're going to take away from your principal, you're not going to be considered rich anymore, right? So don't take money from your 401k before you have to. Alternatively, the words tov and min, as good as, the mara means 50 zuz of active capital, are as good as 200. Okay. Whatever. So it's interesting. Okay, I was trying to see if it answered your question. I'm not really sure if it did. So Masami is saying, a person who blinds his eye means right. he doesn't literally blind his eye. Means he makes himself like he's blind.
Mm-hmm.
He makes like he has some kind of, you know, a shrunken or a swollen leg, whatever. He bloats his stomach. I mean, this is interesting because I've seen all these. It ends up actually happening. Shmuel Arachman Avoy. So this is a great story. Shmuel runs away from his father. He's having a fight with his father. I like the fact that, you know, even in those days, everything wasn't perfect in the house. Sometimes the kids, they actually ran away from home.
Gleibnisht.
Azav Akomli Bein trained three from the Masekhtan. He stood between two huts of poor people. Shmuel, he was hiding from his father. He didn't want to get hit by his father. Shma called home, so he heard the voices. Amrin, they were saying the following. They said, which dinnerware shall we dine on today? With the dinnerware that's gold or silver? So he understood these two people who are going around acting like they're poor people.
Uh-oh.
But behind closed doors, he overheard that they actually had a lot of money. So he went back. He figured, I'll get on the father's good side. I'll tell him some good gossip, you know. His father said to him, we have to be maksik tova to the frauds because that way we won't be punished because we didn't give tzedakah. Because we could always say we thought they were frauds. So this is a way, you know, one can rationalize. It's not giving charity indiscriminately. That's the thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, it says over here, it's difficult to understand why Shmuel's father assumed these people to be frauds. Perhaps they needed these expensive utensils because of their former standard of living.
I thought it would be a riot to what we said. That if it's Kaysav,
good question. Yifei Mara answers that if they were accustomed to a high standard of living, they would not be living in decrepit huts. Okay. This might be a place to be mayan into whether you could answer the question we asked before. Okay. Dolma, here's a story. They were bathing in the hot springs of Tveria. There was a poor person that met them on the line. Zakhainbei helped me, provide me with charity. They said, when we return, we'll give it to you. They returned, they found him, he dropped dead. They said, well, we weren't Zaika to help him with charity while he was alive. But let's at least help him in his death. He went to Pulumbay when they were attending to him. In other words, they were preparing his body for burial. What happened? Ashukho kissed in Uriah Toliba. He found he had a whole purse of dinos hanging on his neck. See, he was no poor person. So I guess they felt better. Amru Hadot Amr Babu Amr Balazar, Chikan Allah Haksik Tavla Raman Shabaham, we have to be Maksik Tavla. Shayluli Haraman Shabaham, Hoy Echon, Mehan Tobayan Stockman Ho Adam, Vlahinoisan Loi, Vyad Hoyan Nenash. Because if it wouldn't be for the frauds, then as soon as someone asked for tzedakah and you wouldn't give him, you'd get punished immediately. They get zapped by lightning immediately on the spot, right? Abba Barba, Yahav L'Shmuel Bray, Pritin Yifaleg L'Mis Kenaya. So Abba gave his son pruta coins to distribute to the poor. Nefak V'Ashakam Kamiskin Ochal Kupad V'Shasi Kamar. He found a poor person who was eating meat and drinking wine. So you see, he wasn't poor. Alva Amar Kumi Avoy. So he told his father, Amalei, Havle Yatir. Give him more. The Nafshe Midase, that's his lifestyle. He needs to eat this amount of food. So therefore, it's not a problem to give him this money because he really needs it. If every day you eat out at the Knesset shop, So then you need money to eat at the knesh shop. That's become
your... Or you're going around collecting.
Or you're going around collecting and you need to eat in the knesh shop. That's your style. That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman have a parnasin. So they were two people, of course. When you have charity administrators, you're supposed to have two people. So Havin Yohavin L'Rab Chama Avoid R'Rab Aishia Ka Dinner. They used to give this Rab Chama, the father of Aishia, dinner. For who you have Leila Chorin? And he would turn around and give it to other people. In other words, he knew of other people who were poor, and although he didn't need it personally, he would collect the money from these people, from these Gaboyim, and he would give it out.
A lot of people do that.
Reb Zechaya, Chasnei de Reb Levi, Yaakov Malizin Olav. So Reb Zechaya, who was the son-in-law of Reb Levi, everybody was gossiping about him. They say he didn't need the charity, but he was taken anyway. Kadmach, when he died, Barkan, they investigated. They found out that he used to give it out to other people. He never kept it for himself. It was one of these quiet, you know, shtela hate, tzaddikim nistar. So it says they call it mitzvah. Mitzvah is a way of referring to tzedakah. So Chanina, you would distribute charity at night. Why? So that in this way, you give it secretly. They wouldn't embarrass the recipient. So now this spirit, this evil spirit, is you know, the mazikim would come and meet him at night. The chief of the evil spirits came at him at night, and he said, "Amalei, kachofan Rebbe. Did Rebbe not teach us? You're not allowed to be masikvul. What are you doing out at night? This is my territory to be going out at night." On Malay, so he said, doesn't it say a gift in secret will overturn anger? So, you know, I'm protected, basically, was he telling him. So he became subdued. Barakman came and he ran away from him. So it's interesting. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, in Matnas Aniyim, he brings it. Reb Chaim brings it in the Derech Emunah. He says that al pi Kabbalah, person should give tzedakah every single day. Every day, not just every day should give money into Pushka. And al pi Kabbalah, the right time to do it is by night. A person should stand before he gives the tzedakah. He shouldn't be sitting, and he should give it with his right hand. Even if he's a lefty, he should give the tzedakah with his right hand. That's what he says. And at night, if it's the only time that you could give the guy, you can give him. So where I was thinking, this is where he got this halacha from. It says basically that at nighttime is not really the best time to give it, but if it's the only time to give it, then that's the only time. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Ashrei Noisen Ladol Ein Ksiv Kan. It doesn't say praise. It says Ashrei Maskil Ladol. So you contemplate the needy. So you look and figure out the best way to do it. So he'd see somebody who was from an aristocratic family who became poor. He would say to him, my son, I heard that you got an inheritance from another place. Say, here, you'll have the money later. Here, take this money. You'll pay me back later when that Yerusha comes through. You'll pay me from the Yerusha. Once he took the money, he said, Mantana, it's a gift. Don't worry about it. So basically, this teaches us, this is an example of one of the few places where you're allowed to be Meshaker, it says in the bottom, I believe. In footnote 38, it's permitted to deviate from the truth in order to preserve human dignity. That's an important rule to remember. Okay, we're on Ein Gimel on the base. And the end can be seen. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada said, Ishav and Savin b'yomenu. There were older people who would conduct themselves as following. People would give them, I guess they would give them stucca or something like that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They would accept the money at that point. But afterwards, they would not accept the money. Amri Rash Vosa Gabon. They'd say, we already have enough to repay our debts. This is a strange kind of like story. What's going on over here, right? What's going on over here? What's this business? Excuse me. Throughout the year, they would make do with the minimal amount that they would borrow from others. They would pay their debts with what they received. You know, Shoyim Kippur. I'm not really getting exactly what this is. There's something here. Something's going on over here. I don't know exactly between because a person's his person's mezonos are ksuvim lemi Rosh Hashanah, we are Rosh Hashanah. So I guess the gezara din is not done until Yom Kippur. So they were taking from people that they weren't taking.
Maybe they're giving a swiss to the people giving them.
Yeah, so that's why they accepted. They were stuck on Maviras Reha Gzera, so they were in Mizaka.
Maybe they themselves want to have on them a din, we should know from it, but a din of an Ani and a Rosh, Dafka between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's like a Rachamim on them from Hashem that this is where, this is their little Darga.
Mm-hmm.
Have Rachmanis.
Okay. That's a tough way to get Rachmanis. You are poor or you're not poor. So they were accepting money until Yom Kippur, but after Yom Kippur they no longer needed the money.
Well, they borrowed the rest of the year.
And this is the way
they lived on their credit card the whole year, and once a year they paid it off.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's a funny thing over here. I have to look into this.
That's what I said.
What'd you say?
Looks to me,
Rosh Kavati, the Rosh Serial. Rosh Solo says it? Zako says so on, boy, it's not yummy, true. Very good. The comment to the Rosh Serial, wow. Not that I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. But that was not a push up shot, you know, that's good. We got a few more stories here. Nehemiah met a poor Yerushalmi. The poor person said, give me one hint, here's money, go buy beef. What are you going ahead and buying something so extravagant? So he took the money, he bought meat. And he died. Let's eulogize Nehemiah's murder victim, because don't tell a guy who doesn't know, you know, he's used to eating a certain style. So, again, this is the opposite of Maskil Eldol, so to speak, right? If you would have given him what he needed, he would not have died.
Yeah.
It's always easy to be a Monday morning quarterback on what other people did wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nochem Ish Gamzu, this is a famous story, which you know from Masechta Tainis. There's a slight change here in the story. We'll go through it pretty quickly. Nochem Ish Gamzu, he was on his way to bring a gift to his father-in-law's house. There was a man who was afflicted with boils on Malay. The man said to Nochem Ish Gamzu, by the way, in the footnotes it says that Gamzu was the name of a city. And Nochem Ish Gamzu means Nochem who came from the city of Gamzu. Mm-hmm. We're accustomed to knowing because it says Gamzu L'Taiva. But mm-hmm. It could be there was a city named Gamzu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Provide me from what you have with you. So Malay, Nochem said to him, Mechazar, on my return, I'll give you something. Because obviously he has something with him that he's giving to his father-in-law. He felt his father-in-law has to get what he's giving first. On his way back, he'll give something else for this poor Ani. Chazar v'ashchemes, he found that he had died. So facing the corpse, he said, I need to have like having luck this time one. My eyes that's why didn't have rachmanis, so they should become blind. Mm. You died the pasha mitul lachis katan. My hands that didn't reach out to you, one hand that should be cut off. I glad the laratim we save lachy tavern, and my feet that did not run to bring you the provisions should be broken. Umitzekain, and that's what happened. Let's talk what happened. Slikla gabei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva, his talmid, goes up to visit him, and here's where things change dramatically. A Malay. So he said to Nochem Ish Gamzu, Oili Shani Roy Ascha Kain, woe to me that I see you in such a state, a Malay. So Nochem says back to him, what? Oili She'eni Roy Ascha Kain, woe to me that I don't see you in this state. Like he's telling Rabbi Kiva, woe to me that I don't see you as a Bal Yisurim. So Rabbi Kiva says, I'm like, Mat Kalaleni? You're cursing me out? What kind of a response is that? A Malay, what a vibe, Yisurim. You're kicking. You're like you don't like to see Yisurim. Yisurim are goods for someone's sins. It's the desire of the perfect righteous to bear their punishment, even the slightest infraction, arrive in the next world totally free of blemish. Marashah to Titus 21a. Okay.
So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish before when they bumped into the guy, and they said.
So they said we weren't Zaycha. They had a different reaction. They said weren't Zaycha.
They said
we weren't Zaycha to Shamash him when he was alive.
Min Chazrun. They said the same thing. When we come back, we'll give it. Then we find them dead. They didn't learn from Nachum Ish Gamzu.
Apparently they didn't. Not only that, they weren't even concerned. They went ahead and said,
right,
so they took it in stride. They said, okay, he's dead. We'll go ahead. We'll be mechavan him. We'll go ahead and we'll do
a burial.
We'll do a burial.
The moral of the story should be that you have to give no matter what.
Yep. It turns out he was a fraud, too.
100%, but we said that
because of the fraud... Imagine if Nachum Ishganzu would have come back and found that he's a fraud.
mm-hmm. I don't know who lived before who.
It was Rabbi Kiva, was his student, so obviously it's in the time of the Tanoim, way before Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish.
So they should have learned.
Maybe they didn't know the Sefta Tainus.
What?
Just kidding. That's not Akasha. Rav Haisha Ruba. Hashem made it so that they made the mistake because the guy was a fraud. That's got to be the pshat. They knew to behave this way, but they also, they just had something in their heads clicked. Hashem sent them a message that they should delay. And so that's what happened. Okay, how do you like that? Rav Haisha Ruba, here's another one. Havarabi Devrechad Desagi Nohiraya. He, the teacher of Rav Hashia's son was blind. Okay, so they hired a blind teacher. Havilif ochal imeg, and he was accustomed to eating with him. Chazman v'chayom, once a day he would eat with him. Chazman havalei archin. So one time Rav Hashia had guests. Lomato mechal imeg, he didn't come to eat with the blind teacher. Berumshah, but in the evening, salik lagabe, he went to the blind teacher to apologize. Amalei, he said to him, Lo yichas maralai, please, master, don't be upset with me. Begin to havali orchim. I had guests, and v'lobaya mivazya ikorei the mori. I didn't want to slight the honor of my master by having you sit among the guests, so I was delayed till now. Begin came the lo aklas imachim. That's why I didn't eat with you today. Amalei. So the blind person said to Paishia, At pais the mandemis tami kame v'lo mchami. You would be someone who is seen but cannot see. Dein dechame, this one who sees. For lomis chame, and is not seen, yikabal piyusach, should accept your appeasement. In other words, Hashem, who is not seen but sees everything, he should accept your
He thinks your. It would embarrass the blind man to eat among the other guests?
I'm not sure exactly why it would have been embarrassing for him. But, you know, I guess maybe because he's drooling, because he doesn't see, because he puts the food and it falls down. Or, you know, it's embarrassing to not be able to function like everyone else in the room. I'm not sure exactly what mm-hmm. the pshat is that he was going to be embarrassed, whatever the pshat is. Omalei, Adomino Lachos. So Rav Hashia said, how do you know to give brachas like this? Omalei, may Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I learned it from Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shovachad, the Chasagin, the Hoyal Karte. A blind man came to the town of Rav Lozman ben Yaakov. Yesavli Rav Lozman Yaakov lit Ramine, and Rav Lozman Yaakov sat lower than the blind man. The Amrin, so the people would say, Diluli duhu barna sho rabba. Unless the blind man was a great man, then Rav Lozman Yaakov would not have sit there like that. Lo Yesavli Rav Lozman Yaakov lit Ramine. Ovdali parna sovi ikar, so they gave him very good covet. So they gave him generously. So realizing that there's something going on here. Amr Lahu, he said, hey, what's going on over here? Why are you treating me so well? Amr Lahu, so they said, Rebbe Lozman Yaakov, you still the Raminach. Obviously, you must be a great man because Rebbe Lozman Yaakov is sitting below you. V'tzali Eloi Hadot Salusa, he davened for him. He said the following bracha. He said, Atagamato chesed l'mandu v'schami v'lachamei, den d'chamei v'lachamei v'lachamei, yigmol yosach chosed. So the same kind of bracha. Another incident, this is a story which is also brought in Sefer Shkolim, and it's brought as proof in certain halachas in Shulchan Aruch. It's very important. This is a very important story. That they were traveling among the shuls of Lod. Okay, so they're walking the streets and they see these fancy shuls. So Rav Chama said to Rav Ishia, come a moment, shikwa v'isaykan, look how much money my forefathers spent over here. Look what they built, such beautiful buildings. Amalei, so Rav Hashia was not impressed. He said, come and afosh us, shikov v'isachah, come. Look at how many lives your fathers expended here. In other words, lo'ihava ispnei noshot lo'ayin b'araisa, were there no people who could have delved into study of Torah if they would have had this means of support? What are you building big fancy shuls? There are people who need money to support themselves in learning Torah. That's more important. So this is a very, very yesodistic Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
In Shulchan Aruch, I looked it up today, in your Deya. There's some people that say that Beis HaKnesses is more important than Staka. And Yesh Cholkam may say that no, that Staka is more important than Beis HaKnesses. And this is the Gemara that's quoted. Okay.
So let me do this last Gemara for Siyam.
Personally, I don't have any problem, you know.
Are we going to have a Siyam this week?
I don't have any problem finishing the Gemara and having a Siyam later. I mean, I don't think there's a problem. Ravach b'shem Chinuna Tanot Masnisa, Chol Mi Shuchar Lito Ve'ino Notel. Whoever takes money and doesn't, whoever needs to take money and doesn't take the money, Hareza Shofech Domin. He's a murderer, right? For also this Rachmanov, you can't have Rachmanos on this person. He put himself into a matzav, and that's why I explained it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that anybody who doesn't need it, I'm sorry, anyone that needs it and doesn't take it, in the end he'll be mafarnes other people. That's our Mishnah. And over here it says a person needs it and doesn't take it. It's a shofech domim. That's the answer to the stira, what I said in the Mishnah. That it's talking about someone who actually, if he's besakona, and he still doesn't take it, so that's our gemara. You put yourself into danger. There's a limit how far you hold off, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's not worried about his own self, so surely he's not worried about other people. And someone who doesn't need to take it takes anyway. Like we said in the Mishnah. And I'll leave the last pasuk for the seal.
Oh, wow.
If everybody's there, shall I mean, if Tuesday night works, I think that's what we do.
Okay.
Tuesday night to make a seal?
Yeah. Maybe we would just start earlier or something. Start, I don't know, make 7 o'clock and continue with learning afterwards, whatever time we finish the seal.
Okay.
Whatever, that's fine with me.
I'll send it out on that chat, and everybody can respond.
Okay, Chaim Elchan Oberstein, do you have a Gemara? I signed up with you.
Right over here.
Oh yeah, the new one's here already.
It's right there.
Oh okay, Shkoyach.
Here.
Shkoyach.
Still, right?